Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a roughneck, swung riser texture in Ableton Live 12 that feels like it came off a battered jungle dub plate, got chopped up on an old sampler, and then got shoved straight into a modern DNB arrangement. So just to be clear, this is not a shiny EDM uplifter. We're aiming for something dirtier, more unstable, more rhythmic. Think old school energy, chopped vinyl movement, breakbeat attitude, and that tense little something bad is about to happen feeling right before the drop. This kind of sound works especially well for drop builds, 8-bar turnarounds, breakdown tension, and call and response moments before a switch up. The whole point is to make the transition feel sampled, handled, and slightly abused in a good way. Let's start with source material. For this style, you want one rhythmic source and one texture source. A dusty 1-bar breakbeat loop is ideal. A snare with room tone, a rim shot, a tom hit, a short vocal stab, vinyl crackle, even a bit of ambient noise can all work. The key is personality. Don't pick something too clean. If the sample already has transients, room, and a little grime, you're halfway there. Drag the break into an audio track and warp it properly. For a break loop, I'd start with beats mode. Preserve transients and keep transient loop mode off. If it's a pitch texture or vocal snippet, Complex Pro is usually a better starting point. You can also nudge things slightly off-grid if the loop feels too perfect. That tiny instability is part of the jungle feel. We're not trying to sound mathematically locked. We want it to breathe. Now let's talk swing. And this is important. Don't rely on delay or reverb to create the motion. Build the swing into the rhythm itself. You can use Ableton's Groove Pool with a classic 16th note swing feel, something around the mid-50s percentage range, just enough to make it lean without turning into a shuffle mess. Apply it to chopped break slices, percussion, noise stabs, and reverse hits. If you want a more chopped vinyl character, manually offset some slices too. Push a few hits slightly late, pull a few ghost notes slightly early, and keep the main snare more stable. That's the trick. The backbone stays readable, while the details wobble around it. That's what gives you that roughneck, handled live feeling. Next, we're going to chop the break into our riser phrase. Duplicate the loop across 2 or 4 bars, then start editing the density over time. You can use slice to new MIDI track if you want full control. Slice by transients or warp markers, and then resequence the hits in MIDI. This is where the build starts to feel like performance rather than just automation. A nice way to think about the arrangement is this. Bar 1 is sparse and dusty. Bar 2 gets busier. Bar 3 starts pushing harder with more pitch and distortion, and bar 4 is full tension, ready to land into the drop. Don't just make it louder. Make it more urgent, more fragmented, and more unstable as it goes. If you want that really chopped sampler feel, load the source into simpler in slice mode. Adjust the sensitivity so it catches the key transients, and map the slices to MIDI. Now you can play the break like an instrument. Inside simpler, try a low pass or a band pass filter, keep the voices low, and use a little glide if you want those weird step-chop transitions. You can also automate transpose upward over the riser, so the whole phrase feels like it's getting physically pushed into the drop. After simpler, a solid chain would be auto-filter, saturator, redux, echo, and utility. Use auto-filter to open the top end over time. Add saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip-on to thicken the break without killing the transients. Use redux very lightly if you want that crusty, dusty top layer. Echo can smear the chops just enough to make them feel connected, but keep the mix low. Utility helps you control width and keep the low end tight if needed. Now for the vinyl movement and instability. This style really lives in the imperfections. Automate clip transpose upward over 2 to 4 bars, maybe start at 0 and rise to +3 or +5 semitones by the end. You can also automate simpler transpose or use pitch inside an effect rack. If you can add a tiny wow and flutter style wobble, even better. Little pitch jumps between repeated slices can make it feel like a record being pushed faster and faster into the mix. Now let's build a noise layer, but not a generic trance-style white noise riser. For jungle and old-school DNB, you want something dirtier and more percussive. Try operator with noise, or use sampled noise like vinyl crackle, tape hiss, a reverse cymbal tail, or an atmospheric field recording. Then shape it with auto filter, a bit of saturation or redux, and maybe hybrid reverb if you want a short metallic space. You can even gate it rhythmically so it pulses with the break instead of just floating above it. That rhythmic movement is important. In this style, The riser should feel like it belongs inside the drum groove. One really effective method is sidechaining the whole tension element to your kick or ghost kick. Use compressor or glue compressor with a fast attack and a medium release so the riser breathes in time with the track. That makes the build feel musical, not just loud. And here's a big old school move, resample it. Print the result to a new audio track, record it in real time. Then re-import that audio and edit it again. This is where the sound gets glue, grit, and commitment. It stops sounding like a chain of plugins and starts sounding like a real sampled phrase. After resampling, you can EQ out mud, add more saturation, use drum bus for extra punch, or vinyl distortion if you want more grime and wobble. When you arrange it, think like a real DNB transition. The riser should tell a story. Start sparse, bring in more density, let the filter open, increase pitch and distortion, then strip something away right before the drop. Sometimes the best move is a tiny moment of silence before the drop hits. That little gap can make the first beat of the drop feel enormous. A few finishing details can really sell the vibe. Drum bus can add grit and transient push. Vinyl distortion can give you crackle and character. Porpoise can add a weird metallic resonance to certain slices. Reverb can work, but keep it dark and short. Don't wash the groove away. The break is the star. Also, be careful not to overdo the swing. If everything is swinging hard, the phrase gets mushy. Keep the snare and major accents anchored, and let the smaller supporting chops do the dancing. And don't let the low end get out of control. Most riser layers should be high passed somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on the source. Keep the bottom clean so the drop has room to hit. Here's a quick practice exercise. Build a 2-bar chopped vinyl riser using a 1-bar breakbeat loop. Warp it in beats mode, duplicate it, apply a 16th swing groove, slice it into simpler or chop it manually, automate a low-pass filter opening from dark to bright, add saturator for grime, layer a noise sample underneath, pitch the whole thing up by about 3 semitones over the 2 bars, and then resample it and re-edit the last half bar for extra tension. If you want to take it further, make 3 versions, one dusty and subtle, one heavier and more distorted, and one minimal but menacing. Then listen back and see which version actually feels like it wants to lead into the drop. So the big takeaway is this. In jungle and old school DNB, tension should feel rhythmic, sampled, and slightly unstable. Not polished, not pristine. It should feel like something chopped, pushed, filtered, and played with a bit of attitude. If you want, I can also turn this into a more performance-style voiceover, or write a version with timed pauses and emphasis cues for recording.